Guitar, Mr. Jim Hall.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was drummer and vibraphonist Joe Chambers there from his 2010 Savant record CD called Horace to Max. The tune we heard, Asiatic Rays. Before that, Paul Desmond, Ron Carter, Connie Kay on the drums, Ed Bickert guitar, Pure Desmond, 1975 CTI LP. The tune, Nuage. And started the set with Ron Carter on the bass, and also Jim Hall, the great guitarist. The CD they made together back in 1985 on the Concord label. Actually, it was an LP. The LP is called Telephone, and we heard the title tune. I remind you once again, when you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM in Lafayette and Lake Charles, Louisiana. Now, an introduction to Charlie Rouse.
I'm going to turn our attention to a gentleman who is very seriously one of the most distinguished of jazz musicians, and in recent years, he has actually even grown the beautiful head of snow white hair to prove that he's distinguished, although we knew it all the time. We knew it, among other things, during the more than decade that he was the tenor player in the Thelonious Monk Quartet. And before we start to hear some of the great music that he has played with Thelonious and will now play for us, just get a few words from this gentleman on the major subject of the evening, which is Thelonious Monk. So let me bring out Charlie Rouse. Charlie, not to turn this into a large talk fest, but you spent a great deal more time with Thelonious than I did, and I spent what I consider an exhausting amount of time with him. And what was it like working with T those years?
It was the best years of my musical career. I imagine every musician that worked with Thelonious thought that way, because he brought things out of you that couldn't be brought out. He was the type of musician, a musician.
Was it a formal band setting, or was it a loose scene? Were there rehearsals, or you know, or was it just all flowing?
No, it was both, really. The harder tunes that we had to tackle, it was rehearsal, and then the other tunes, like less difficult tunes, he say, "Well, come on, man, go ahead and play it. Just, here it is." And you learn it, and then he gets up off the piano and walks around, and you play it for a couple of hours till you get it under your head, you know, and get it in your head. And then he'd be listening at you. He'd be upstairs, downstairs, or anywhere. He'd listen. And when you think that you got it, then you come down and say, so, okay, let's play it.
One thing that I always was aware of with Thelonious and record dates was that he really wasn't very patient with people, that he felt that you were supposed to get these things almost as quickly as he did. And I really felt that he honestly didn't believe that what he wrote was all that difficult. And I've heard him say, people like, hey, you're supposed to be good. You're supposed to be a saxophone player. You should know this. I heard him talk that way to Coleman Hawkins on one famous occasion.
Yeah, but he was just joking, though. I mean, these guys, you know, you can't just jump up there and play them tunes.
And now, I think I'll turn you loose from your unaccustomed task as a talker and let you do what you, not that you haven't done this wonderfully well, let you do what you do best.
Thank you, all right. Okay.
Thank you.
Gonzalo Rubalcaba on the piano and his new Cuban quartet. That's from a 2004 Blue Note Records CD. The tune we heard, Santo Canto. And just before that, Charlie Rouse, tenor saxophone, Don Cherry on the trumpet, Buddy Montgomery on the vibes, George Cables on the piano, Jessica Williams on the piano on the one we heard, Jeff Chambers on the bass, Ralph Pentland on the drums. That's from a 1989 Landmark Records LP, recorded live at Bimbo's Club in San Francisco in 88, just 7 weeks before Charlie Rouse died of lung cancer. And we heard a little bit of an introduction where Charlie Rouse talks about Thelonious Monk, and then we heard Blue Monk. The whole CD obviously is dedicated to the music of Thelonious Monk. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Now let's listen to the singer, Billie Holiday. Cry.
going to rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings and you'll take the sky. But till that morning, never nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mammy standing by.
Thank you.
feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight.
Thank you.
The Modern Jazz Quartet, playing Carnival and Django. That's from a Complete Atlantic Studio Recordings of the Modern Jazz Quartet, 1956-1964, box set on the Mosaic Records label. Of course, the personnel at that time included Bill Jackson on the vibraharp, John Lewis, piano, Percy Heath, bass, Connie Caon, drums. And just before that, the great singer Billie Holiday. It's from a compilation CD done in 1987 on the CBS label. Again, it's obviously before CDs, but that was an LP. It's a compilation of her recordings on the Brunswick and Vocalion EP label, made back in 1936 originally. And we heard Summertime, Billy's Blues, and The Way You Look Tonight. Well, we've just about exhausted our 2 hours for Night Train for another week. Hope you do enjoy the show, and you'll come back again next week for more Night Train. Let's go out tonight with Joe Lovano and his Us Five group. They're going to be playing from a recent CD, Bird Songs, on the Blue Note label, made in 2011. And we're going to hear Charlie Parker's Yardbird Suite. Stay tuned now for Djalma Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Until next week, this is John Green. Take care. Oh,
Francomics avec Val on KRVS every Thursday night at 9. C'est formidable.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.